Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, and Biyakos Shalom, and Le'ah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Yevamos Daf Tzadik Vov. The Gemara Amud Beis brings, regarding Rabbi Yochanan, got upset that they came and told him there was a story by the Knesset Shal Tveria and the Shul Tveria that there was a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosi that they got so upset that Shekoru Sefer Torah Bechamosam. As Sefer Torah got torn, as the Gemara concludes, because of the anger, because of the fight. And there was a Rabbi Bekisma over there, and he said, Tameya ani, im loya beis haknesses zu avodas kachovin. I'm going to be surprised if this will not be a place of Zoro, veken hoyo. That's exactly what happened. Now, in this case, just two short he'oris. One is, the Maritz Chayes points out, the Rabbi Bekisma was mentioned in Shas only three times. He's mentioned over here, he's mentioned in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he's mentioned in the Gemara of Zoro. And in the Gemara of the Zoro, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion went to visit Reisib Akisma. Reisib Akisma told Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, how are you teaching Torah in the time when there's a gzeiro from the Malchus not to teach? And Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion answered Reisib Akisma and he said, Neshamayim Rachamon, we'll have Rachmonos from Hashem. So told him Reisib Akisma, Ani Omelcha Dvorim Shaltam, I'm giving you a good reasoning. Vata Oimer Lim Neshamayim Rachamon. I'll be surprised if they will not burn you together with Sefer Torah. And the book goes on to say that's exactly what happened. Very similar language that's used in our Gemara. Tameyani, tameyani. So points of the Maritz Chayes, it brings a Tosis that says that many Tanoim Amoroim had a certain language that they used to use. Rabbi Yosef Bekisma's language, the words he used to use, is tameyani. And these two stories are parallel. In both cases, he says, Tameyani, I'll be surprised if this thing will happen. And exactly what he was predicting to happen, that's precisely what occurred. That's exactly how it ended up to be. We can add on this Maritz Chayes, I found that the Zohar Chodosh on Rus says a very similar lashon. It says, Oma Av Yosi Ben Kisma, Tameyani Migilo Zu Loibo Ela Kedeliyache Zera David. I'm like, surprise, I'm wondering if this whole Megillah, Megillah Shus, is only there to be Meyachas David HaMelech. Again, he's using the Lashon Temeyani, that's the Lashon that belongs to Rabbi Yosi Bekisma, according to the Maritz Chayes. And now to the story itself, that there was a Mechloikis that caused such anger, that brought the Sefer Torah to be torn. And what Rabbi Yosi Bekisma said, that therefore, this place will be a place of a desire. What's the idea behind this? What's the message? So the Maharsha already points out that Kol HaKoyes Ein Shechino Kenegdoi. So the Kaas takes away the Shechino. And we can add to this, the Ot Chazal tells the Sefer HaZoyar, that Kol HaKoyes Keilu Oivid Avod HaZoyar, very famous Zoyar. Meaning a person who is angry, not only takes away the Shechino, he's as if worship Avod HaZoyar. So here they got angry, so that brings Yil Avod HaZoyar. And based on what the Aruch HaNer says over here, maybe we can add the following. We know that even though in Torah, there is different opinions that sometimes seem to contradict one each other. But the rule is, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. All the divrei Torah are all true. They all work out. Shivim Ponim LaTorah, the 70 ways to approach Torah. We spoke about it earlier in this Masechta, and it's based on the Gemara in Chagigo. Kulo miroye echod nitnu. The reason, even though it seems to be impossible to have all the different shittas, all different opinions, all different deis regarding Torah, but because the Alkara Kodesh Baruch Hu, so even the contradicting opinions can coexist, can be together, they're all true, they're all emes. When you have two different opinions that come to an anger, and they're so angry they tear a Sefer Torah, that shows that that's not Eilu ve'eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. That shows that's not coming from the Divrei Torah. Because the Divrei Torah, real Divrei Torah, even opposite opinions can coexist. Even opposite opinions are both true. The fact that one uproots the other, that shows it's not coming from Torah. That shows it belongs to Avodah Zarah. It belongs to the other side. The kas, the anger, the fact that they cannot be together, these two opinions, that brings Avodah Zarah to this place. That is the message. Hadivrei Torah needs to be benachas, b'shalom, that obviously ritcha d'oraisa. But in the end of the day, they become b'shalom, and if it's not, It's tearing the Sefer Torah. It's uprooting what the Sefer Torah stands for. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.